Hey, I'm Tom Power. I'm the host of the podcast Q with Tom Power, where we talk to all kinds of artists, actors, writers, musicians, painters. We had Green Day on the other day talking about their huge album, American Idiot. Nicole Byer came on to talk about ADHD and comedy. And then there's Dan Levy. While we were talking about filmmaking, we talked about his insecurities.
I sometimes feel like I have this desire to, like, perform, to be a version of myself that people might like.
Listen to Q with Tom Power to hear your favorite artists as they truly are, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a CBC podcast.
Hello and welcome to Laugh Out Loud. I'm your host, Ali Hassan. Now, first things first, a huge thanks to Charlottetown PEI for making our live recording a great one and for showing us your island hospitality. Based on how tight my pants still are, you might have been a little too hospitable. Irrespective of that, you'll hear some of those sets in the coming months on our show. But today, we bring you recordings from the other side of the country, from the 2022 Okanagan Comedy Festival. I remember it like it was yesterday. I was eating well, my skull was on fire from the desert sun, and our live audiences were fantastic. This first comedian was somebody we'd been hoping to work with for a few years. Our hope was to do a Laugh Out Loud recording with him in his hometown of Saskatoon. The world had other plans for that recording, but he didn't slow down. Just this past year, he appeared on CBC's The Debaters and performed a number of shows on Rick Mercer's Comedy Night in Canada tour. He also narrates the City TV show Dirt Farmers and appears on the Amazon Prime stand-up series Comedy Brew. From the stage in Lake Country, BC, here is Miles Morrison.
Hello, Kelowna. How's everybody doing? Yeah. Oh, I finished school over Zoom online this year, you guys. Yeah. Yeah, we all heard how that went, right? Webcams, people accidentally left their cameras on, filmed themselves going to the bathroom and walking around the house naked. And it just didn't happen to me. It happened to other people, too. It's weird going back to school as an adult. Nobody goes back to school as an adult because things are going well. You did it because you became a comedian in your 20s, and it didn't quite pan out. But it's kind of strange going back to school as an adult because they have school supplies that are good now. You guys remember school supplies when we were kids? They were the worst, right? Remember they had that pink and blue eraser? Yeah. And the pink side was for taking out pencil, and the blue side was for ripping your paper in half. I don't know what scientist just messed up his page and was like, we need to sell this. Like, that team working on that must have been like, what do you think would take out pen? And somebody was like, blue sandpaper, for sure. Oh, this is nice. I had a good pandemic, you guys. I was just at home getting fat. It's good. I gained the quarantine 19, right? And it's funny, because you hear about, like, some prisoners will, like, when they're in jail, they'll, like, improve themselves, you know, while they're incarcerated. They'll learn a new language and earn a new degree. There was one day during isolation, I baked 2 loaves of banana bread and ate them both in a day. Oh, but it's kind of cool that we all did that together, right? We all went through that together. Nobody's going to be in a job interview down the road like, can you explain this 3-month gap on your resume? I was at home hammered baking bread. That's what you did too. That's what we all did. It was great. Oh, remember the first time you put on jeans after that stint too? Oh, felt like you were going to a wedding, didn't it? You were just like, who's Mr. Fancy Pants? Some people worked out during the pandemic. I find that weird. Some people, like, got shredded. Like, they got ripped during it. Like, there's a worldwide pandemic going on. Like, what more do you need to have happen for you to just calm the hell down? You know? I tried the online shopping, and I found that tough. Because it's just little tiny pictures of everything on a website of what you want for groceries, right? So I'm clicking on stuff. I don't know how much of anything is anything. It's all in grams. I'm like, I don't know. I'm not a drug dealer. So Trying to figure out how much cheese is enough cheese. I'm like, I don't know, $50? That seems like enough. I don't know. They drop off a Duraflame brick, a brick of cheese on my front door. I didn't even know they came that big. But it was right at the start when everybody was buying up all the toilet paper. So I was like, hun, don't even worry. We're going to be bunged up for weeks. I was sick at the start, too. That was a bad time. I was like patient zero back home. And they didn't know anything back then. I got sick that first week. That was scary. Because I had to go to a weird warehouse out of town with armed guards. Because they had no idea what was going on. I had to sit in my car, sanitize, go through a door, sanitize again, put on a mask in front of a camera beside an armed guard, walk 5 feet, sanitize again, go through another door, sanitize again, and then stand 30 feet apart. And a lady tried to come in at the same time, and they just grabbed her. They're like, you can't beat her. Get out. And they just threw her. I never saw her again. I think they took her out back and shot her. Oh, yeah, it's crazy. And there was no rapid test back then either. They would just take out that pool cue and stick it up your nose and touch your brain. And I had to walk out with my hands up and hit the door with my butt so that I didn't touch anything. And my mother-in-law was sick at the same time, and she's from Alberta. And I don't know if you heard how things went out there. I was like, what was your test like? And she's like, they just coughed in my face and told me I had it. And I was like, oh. The one thing I got sick of was the people who did their own research. Oh, yeah, that got old quick, didn't it? Yeah, just because it was never anybody you would have copied off of in high school. I just don't want any of those people to become like detectives. You know what I mean? They're very bad at it. And be like, oh, I know what happened to Princess Diana. And you're like, she was in a car accident. And they're like, nope, aliens. And you're like, okay, that makes no sense. And they're like, that's what the government wants you to believe. You're like, okay. It was kind of fun watching both sides lose their minds, though, wasn't it? You know what I mean? Everybody just kind of went nuts there for a while. Like, there were some people that were like, well, I'm not putting on a mask. It's against my freedom. And you're like, okay. And then other people were like, I'm not leaving the house without a Skidoo helmet. Some people were like, I don't know, I had a pretty good cough 5 years ago. I think I had COVID. You're like, what are you talking about? And then other people were like, I lost my legs to COVID. First person I ran into when I left the house for the first time was my ex. After all that, I was like, yeah. I ran into my ex, and that's always scary. I can never remember the rules when you run into an ex. Do you make yourself big and make a lot of noise? Or do you back away slowly so you don't startle them? Or you just play dead? You just play dead? I forgot all three, so I just, I maced her. I maced the crap out of her. And that just makes them angrier, you guys. The mama was there. It's extra scary when the mama's there. So, yeah, it's good, man. I came out of the pandemic feeling old, man. I know I'm not old yet, but I definitely don't feel 20 anymore, you know? Remember when you were 20, you could just go out? You could just go out drinking all night and be like, well, I should get ready for work. Oh, when do you work? 15 minutes. Put on my Safeway apron and off I went. Throw up in the back and go stack apples. Oh. because there'd always be that buddy that'd be like, hey, come on, man, like, we gotta go big or go home. Now I'm like, I'd love to go home. It's where my cat is. I like it there. It's so funny, mid-30s. Like, remember in your 20s, guys would phone up, like, what do you got going on this weekend? Like, oh, no plans. They'd be like, come out, let's do something. Now, mid-30s, a little different. They're like, what do you got going on this weekend? Like, no plans. They're like, nice. Oh, I used to go out partying. I played shot for shot once when I was 20. You guys ever play shot for shot? Hey, you just sit down and do shots of tequila until one of you makes a mess. There's no winners. We used to do that for fun. I played shot for shot one time. We both sit down, we do our tequila, and this guy peed his pants at the table. So he lost. But then I'm just in as bad a shape. Like, nobody wins, right? Like, and then you ever get to that level of drunkenness? Well, all your friends just become medical experts, don't they? They're like, this man needs fresh air and coffee, stat! I had alcohol poisoning one time. The doctor wasn't just, like, rubbing my back trying to feed me crackers. It's in my professional opinion, you just gotta dance it off. You never dance. Let's go dance. Oh, I just came back from my first wedding that I was at since the pandemic, you guys. Oh, those, I missed the, yeah, you can clap for that. That one lady that also likes partying and the rest of you hate your families. I don't know what's happening down there. Excited, man. It's been so long since we were like out doing that kind of stuff together, you know what I mean? And at my wedding, like I proposed in the old school way, right? I got down on one knee, gave her a ring, told her I loved her, as opposed to the new school way where she just hands you a positive pregnancy test. So I was excited. We had a destination wedding for ours because we're those people. We don't want our friends to get to pick where they go on holidays or how much they spend. That's up to us now. You ever get an invite to a destination wedding in the mail? You're like, what is this, a bill? We had a destination wedding. We got married in Debden, Saskatchewan, outside Prince Albert. Yeah, it's fun, man, because, you know, you get the bachelor party, too. That's always a good time, right? You know the groom's going to be passed out in a ditch, shot up with paintballs, thrown up on himself 2 in the afternoon. You're like, it was a good day. You think bachelorette party going to be just as good, right? We're going to party like the guys. It's going to be awesome. Ends up just being 6 girls sitting around a table with inappropriately shaped water bottles, bored. Like, that's not true. That's not true. We made these shirts ourselves. They say bridesmaid. They're awesome. Okay. We hired an exotic dancers, but okay. You have fun with your shirts. That sounds like an awesome time. You never see guys. Hey, guys, strippers are here. Yeah, we'll just tell them to wait in the corner. We got to finish bedazzling our T-shirts. We all got to match. I like those types of social gatherings. It's fun to just let loose with people, right? I'm not an alcoholic. I'm just a sober phobic. I like to play drinking games, too. And when I say drinking games, I mean, you know, like 19-year-old drinking games, right? Sociables, beer pong, those type of... I don't mean 40-year-old drinking games like, we're in debt and I hate my job. Those ones aren't as fun. My doctor told me I gotta take it easy. He was feeling me up one time. In the office, it wasn't like at home. He said, your liver's a little swollen. And I was like, yeah, Rough Riders had another bad season. He goes, I think you're allergic to alcohol. I was like, would a $50 bill change your mind? What am I supposed to drink when I go and do comedy shows? He goes, just drink pop or water. It's like, pop or water. I've never streaked at a football game because I drank too much water. So he gives me the full physical. He says, I'm going to have to check out your testicles for lumps. Make sure you don't have cancer. I was like, yeah, for sure. 38 years old. Should be mature enough to handle this situation. No. Not even close. There's two things that can go terribly wrong during a physical. First he goes, undo your pants. And I was like, oh yeah, for sure. And then he helped pull them off. Yeah, I thought that was weird too. So I guess we're doing this as a team now. Okay, you're the doctor. He pulls off my pants and just like the motion of having my pants pulled off by somebody else, like I always associate that with good times. That wasn't even the worst part. The worst part, first thing that goes wrong, I looked him dead in the eyes. That's an awkward that stuff to get out of. I was like, oh my God, okay. My doctor's eyes are baby blue. I can't unlearn that. But then just having the motion of somebody else pull off my pants, like just, I don't know, natural reaction. I put my hands behind my head. He's like, what are you doing? And I was like, getting into it. So, I come from Saskatchewan, and I don't condone this, but on the way to the lake, I like being out at the lake country with you guys here, and on the way to the lake, we would always play a game back home. It's one of our provincial sports. And I don't condone this, but I know that everybody's done it. It's one of our top three. It goes hockey, football, and throwing beer bottles at road signs. And we got pulled over playing at one time, and the cop was like, do you know why I pulled you over? And I was like, I couldn't even tell you my middle name right now. He goes, you were swerving all over the road. And I was like, we weren't swerving all over the road. We were aiming. So he goes, step out of the vehicle, and he wants to ask us a couple questions because he doesn't believe that we're sober, and he doesn't have his breathalyzer with him. I swear to God this is true. He goes, is Mickey Mouse a cat or a dog? Let that sink in for a second. Is Mickey Mouse a cat or a dog? And the driver goes, he's a mouse. And the cop goes, you're sober, carry on. I was in the back like, holy man, I would have said cat for sure. Thank you very much, you guys. I'm Miles Morrison. Thanks for having me.
That was Miles Morrison, and you can check out his website, milesmorrison.com, to get your ears on his debut comedy album, You Better Be Funny. Okay, a couple of announcements for you. First, the Winnipeg Comedy Festival is coming up. It runs from April 30th to May 5th, and some of the hosts for this year's big shows are Paul Sun-Hyung Lee, Anne Pornell from The Great Canadian Baking Show, and Maestro Fresh West from Canadian Hip Hop Royalty. And if you're in Ontario, Laugh Out Loud will be back in Parry Sound on Saturday, June 8th at the Big Sound Comedy Festival. It is a strong lineup featuring Ryan Dillon, Al Val, Keisha Brownie, and more. And one of your favorites, Dave Hempstead, is headlining the show. And fair warning, it'll be cottage season by then, and Parry Sound loves its cottage season. So if you're going to be in the area, make sure to get your tickets quickly. The last 2 years, this show has sold out.
Hello, I'm Jess Milton. For 15 years, I produced The Vinyl Cafe with the late, great Stuart McLean. Every week, more than 2 million people tuned in to hear funny, fictional, feel-good stories about Dave and his family. We're excited to welcome you back to the warm and welcoming world of The Vinyl Cafe with our new podcast, Backstage at The Vinyl Cafe. Each week, we'll share two hilarious stories by Stuart And for the first time ever, I'll tell you what it was like behind the scenes. Subscribe for free wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get back to our show. This next performer is originally from Australia, but makes her home in Kelowna, where she runs a number of local shows. She's a veterinary technician by day and a stand-up comic by night. Here is Lilina Taskov.
G'day, how are we all doing? Yes. Oh my goodness. As a society, I think we're keeping morons alive in our gene pool. We are. We are, because we put warning labels on things that don't need warnings. Like my hairdryer. My hairdryer has a warning label on it that says, warning, do not use in shower. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a friend that likes to use the hairdryer in the shower, you let them. Don't warn them, let them go. Stay in Alberta where you belong. I love wine. I'm having a delicious wine right now. Because I'm a classy lady. But traditionally, I am a pub girl. I love me a pub crawl. I know what's going to happen. But I've discovered that wine tours and pub crawls are vastly different. See, the main difference is if you crap yourself at a wine tour. Oh boy. You almost definitely have to go home. If that crap happens to you at a pub crawl, we make you the captain. Yes. Wine tours are interesting, though. They're interesting. They always usher you to the vineyard. Oh, you got a floric. You need to be in the vineyard. Go see the vineyard. Like, what? Why? No one wants to do that. You've seen one grape, you've seen them all. Give me the wine. And then the bottle. But the thing is, I had to have the tasting. You know, you have the tasting. And sometimes I've found you taste wine that you don't like. I was like, yuck, it's a red. I couldn't hide my disgust. Tastes like wood. I don't have enough heartbreak for red. But the guy pouring me the wine, he didn't even bat an eyelid. He was super posh. He didn't care about my disgust. He was like, ah, yes, that one would be good for the cellar. I was like, what? I don't live in medieval England, man. Like, I live in a share house with ski bum Australians. We have a cellar and his name's Bloody Kevin. He drives a Civic with tinted windows. I don't think he's the best guy to look after our wine, okay? All right, those of you who chuckled are definitely buying from old mate Kev. He's a good time. Recently, I had an American friend of mine make a confession. I was very confused. He said, hey, Valina, I would never visit Australia. It's so dangerous, people get in by sharks. I was like, what, dangerous? I was like, dude, in your country, people get shot. I'll take my chance with the shark over an AR-15. See, when someone gets eaten by a shark in Australia, we don't go the next day and buy more sharks. And yes, they're dangerous, okay? But they mostly in the water, I imagine. Like, they rarely bother anyone in any other space. I'd be fine if you said, hey, I'm going to keep my gun in the ocean. It's fine. Like, you're never, ever bothered by a shark in anywhere else, right? You're never at an ATM at 2 a.m. and you feel a little fin in your back. You turn around, and there's a shark in a balaclava. I'm a dolphin! You tricked me! I don't know. We do. We have dangerous animals in Australia. We really do, okay? I know they're dangerous because they're named after other dangerous animals, like the wolf spider, the tiger snake, the death adder. They're dangerous. I get it. I'm just saying they're not as dangerous as firearms, okay? Because you're never going to hear this story. You never hear of a psycho running into a school and just throwing redback spiders everywhere. You don't have our version of the NRA, the SPCA. Be like, well, in order to avoid these attacks from happening, we're going to arm the teachers with tiger sharks. We don't give them tiger sharks that they don't know how to use, okay? It's so dumb. So dumb. I'm trying to figure out if I want to be single or in a relationship. I realized it's not that different. It's not. Because being single is a lot like being unemployed. Like you say you want a job, but what you really want is money. Yeah, because 2 weeks into the job, I'm always like, oh, that's right, I hate working. And it's not that different in my relationships because 2 weeks into my relationships, I'm always like, oh, that's right, I hate people. It's a failure for me every time. Oh, you guys are a lot of fun. I saw my favourite thing the other day. One of my favourite things is when I see graffiti that's been graffitied over. It's glorious. Because I was walking downtown and I noticed that someone had written something quite heinous on the wall. They'd written, gays are evil. I was like, oh my God. Yeah, but someone had come along with a much thicker pen and wrote, dinosaurs are rad. It's the best thing I've ever seen. It instills me with such faith in humanity. What it tells me, ladies and gentlemen, is that no matter how many people are out there who hate gays, there's always someone out there who loves pterodactyls a heap ton more. Yes, yes, that's right. You guys know why? Because paper covers rock, rock smashes scissors, and pterodactyls eat homophobes. Nom, 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 nom. All right, that's my time. I'm Valina Taskov.
That is Valina Taskov. And Valina also hosts the I Killed Your Dog podcast. But before you email us, the only thing they kill, as Valina says, is your perception of the veterinary industry. And that is our show. My thanks to the Okanagan Comedy Festival, the Creekside Theater in Lake Country, sound engineers Corey Haberstock and Laura Antonelli, and Tracy Rideout. And a special thanks to my producer, Lee Pitts. And a final thanks to you for listening to Laugh Out Loud on CBC Radio 1. My name is Ali Hassan, and I'll see you back here real soon.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.